We're once again in business.
So, was that about nipples, Lindsay?
Yeah. Yeah, Lindsay.
Can you look at that? What the hell is that?
And it's like some broccoli.
A broccoli poodle in amongst the lady's breasts.
Broccoli lion.
Or was it a broccoli the lion?
It wasn't our fault we found a copy of Play Elf during the interlude.
Play Elf. Interlude. We've been for a sandwich and now we're back again.
What a dog.
What?
What a dog.
Oh,
it's a real bitch.
And Lindsay's looking at numerous pictures of bosoms.
Good old FHM.
That is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Look.
What? it's a National Express coach.
Yeah.
And
it's an airport one.
Oh yeah, National Express Airport
it's got
bus.
Hatch
and
up.
The word airport is underneath the words National Express, and the hatch is up, so it actually says Anal Express.
Very clever, that, I think.
That is quite good. I like that. Very, very good.
That looks rude.
Yeah.
I recognise those
apricot. Tops of
oh,
okay.
It's
very rude.
Oh,
it's a very, very rude apricot.
Is that a peach?
Yeah, or something like that.
Trouser
snake.
Is apparently. That a peach?
What?
That's a trouser snake, apparently.
Uh-huh.
What?
No,
I don't know.
Say, he could be boobs and he's not interested. There's your trouser snakes and he's in there.
Is it celestial?
He's just looking for some company for coming out.
Funny.
Well, he's little already furry, got a trouser snake.
Little furry trouser snake.
No, that's the problem.
Oh.
Snakes aren't hairy.
It's Nick.
What? Where? That's a bit mean. You're mean.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Right, we're back again. Same day, different recording. Mm-hmm. Now armed with copies of FHM and
full of Subway.
Full of Subway. Yes.
Yeah, Finart, you have not sponsored the purchase of FHM.
No. But you could if you wanted to. Filled with quality bottoms and things.
I didn't
girls who can't afford decent clothes.
Ah. What have you got for?
She's blind.
Oh, it's somebody's leg that's been sewn back together, possibly.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. With a length ribbon. Of ribbon with a nice bow on it.
Mm.
Anyone seen Crash?
Right. Ladies and gents, let's do it.
We're going to smack Minotaurs.
You're fighting Minotaurs. Oh, I'm moving my teeth. It's mine.
We lay it down the smack.
Right, you, I believe Bastion had just stepped through one of the magical portals.
Who? It's quite clever.
Who's dead? There we go again. Let's look at you and think,
he's
Bastion.
Alive!
We really must get the t-shirts.
What he does is he actually thinks Bastion changes it to Bastion.
Yeah, Bastion. Faris has just stepped through one of the swangly little portals and into the room where the Minotaurs live. The guard has run off after being cone of colded for some points of damage. And I believe you're about to follow him. Mm-hmm. Anyone else going with Tharys?
Yes, Wilwyn was following.
Wilwyn steps through. Anyone else?
I will go.
No.
You going?
Everyone else is hanging back. To deal with it on the other side.
Make me a will serve, please, Rogi.
Oh, Rogue's going through.
Yeah, I just forgot which one it was. I wondered why they two were going through and not anything.
Go, Rogi.
Happen.
Will serve.
Oh, good.
I should be. Hmm.
24.
That'll do. You step through. Ha! No problem.
And then the dwarf looks around going,
you come in or not? Let's start the head off.
Oh. Balderdash!
Going?
Yeah.
Oh, bald wizard.
Make me a will save.
A will save.
Please say yes. Good. Make me a will save.
Okay, here we go. You need that number. I need that number. Oh, I'm vertical now. There we go. 20!
Fine. Right, you're all through, happily and successfully. You run down to the south side where he's run off to the east, and you see the door is closed ahead of you. He's just shut the door ahead of you.
Exit pursued by party.
Yes.
Okay, you open the door. You burst into the room, and there are four Minotaurs present.
Ah! Oh no!
Yes!
Who are
all ready for you for a big fight?
Fight.
Okay.
Initiative?
Yeah, let's do it. One of which is injured because
actually, we just popped in to say hello. Ooh. Oh my lord.
My Minotaurs are on a 19.
Oh well.
I also have a I also have a boss Minotaur.
I'm going on 7.
Who is on a 16.
What's his initiative like?
Plus 0.
Balazar's magic initiative is 7.
22. I'm doing quite well on initiatives today.
Actually, Will were in then.
Will's winning.
I'd run in and smack the justiest looking one.
The one that you can get closest to is the one that's running. The rest are sort of facing you and getting ready to charge.
Shoot in the back.
So you can run at anyone you like.
I'm an Uber ninja.
Yeah. The room's 20 feet wide, you can go for anyone you want, but I'm saying he's nearest. And injured. So, choice is yours. He's just about to turn and have a go. Now he's got his naked.
Injured's quicker to
get. Yeah, I mean, are you? Yeah. Alright. And you want a fighty combat-y thing, or we're not asked?
What do you have there?
It's just a square room.
Oh, not a very big room there, is it?
It's 20 feet wide, it's quite long, but they're mainly at the bottom end by the door, so you're going to be really around it.
25?
25 will probably hit a minotaur. Yeah, better.
Oh, Jesus.
Three damage.
Twang.
And that's it. Crafting evil.
I'm using my bare hands.
Who's next?
I didn't stand my arms on the rack as it went through.
Who's next?
Only an X-amount.
The standard minotaur.
Standard Minotaurs. The one that he charged turns around and has a go at him with its great axe.
That axe is great.
They get one attack. Wait, oh no, they get two attacks. First attack, misses. Second attack, gets a 7. Woo! That's so good!
Damn!
Right, everybody else is in the room, I assume, from the end, after the guy. Alright, yeah, the door all clustered.
Well, Brady!
I assume, well, I ran into the room, didn't I?
Yeah, everyone ran into the room, I'm assuming that then. As there's four of you, I'm going to charge one of you each. You've got one, so each one gets a charge. Now, question bears, who gets the big guy?
Not me, I'm too little.
Does bears! Take a round from our bearing to rage. Or does he just do it, and then can he just...
I think it's a free action, but it's only in your round.
It's not his go yet, actually. We'll just see who gets hit.
Lindsay.
Right, you get a minotaur apiece.
I get the big one.
Big, scary one goes for the little one.
What the hell do I have sex with you for?
But he's not going yet.
I don't want to have sex with you. Why is it?
But he's not going yet.
No, please tell me.
Mutual. Like?
He's going in, they're
don't
charging.
Get any special benefit, though.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna do with all these
scrapbook
pages
of
you. I'm gonna scan them in and show everybody on your website.
Oh, they're horrible. Please don't. Right, they both put their horns down and charge at you.
Aww.
Please don't.
Hey? Who are you?
Him and his dad.
Oh, right, sorry. You look a bit.
You look a bit old there. Hell, that
was awesome. Bowser, you are charged for a 17.
Aww.
With their horns in their initial charge.
Olay!
17, did you hit?
Did it hit me?
Did it hit you?
Well, let me see. I have mage armor of +4, so 17 plus 1. No, it misses!
Mm-hmm. Cast mage armor.
Cast it in the morning. Actually, no, +4 is 17. I think it's already got my magic armor included, hasn't it? So,
yeah.
That would hit. Not on. Damn!
Don't worry, it's not much.
It's just the 28.
I know! 19 damage.
Oh yeah, that's not a lot, that's a third of a hit point ago.
And for you, Tharix, my dear, merely 17.
Where is the tinging noise?
I think it's outside. I can vaguely hear it too.
Yeah, I can hear the tinging noise. It's very outside.
I do have
17 hit you.
A wind chime in my bedroom downstairs.
Sure. Right then, who's next? That's their attack. So they can charge with their horns.
Then it'll be me.
Go.
Someone attacked me.
The other one's getting ready to attack Lindsay as well.
Someone attacked me, so he's going to get attacked.
Go on.
Lots.
What are you doing?
I'm hitting him with more mace.
Twice. Waste him with your crossbow.
I haven't got one.
Get a crossbow, then waste him with one.
23.
That'll hit.
And
39.
That
also hits.
No, 29.
39.
Yeah, I can't.
When you can bang up 39, I'll be very, very, very scared.
Yeah, but there you go. That's 17 on one hit.
Give me a total.
11 on the other, so 28.
28's not bad at all. That'd be 33. Ouch, it says. Who's next?
Boss man.
Boss man goes to charge.
No.
He's the boss.
The failing.
He's a man.
Goes for a charge. Horny charge.
Cock does.
Will.
Almost certainly.
Yes.
20 many hit you. Yeah.
Nope.
Almost certainly. Jammy laughing. 20 points of damage.
Ouch!
Yeah. You're lucky that was a really crap roll.
Who's next?
Paladin.
Oh, hang on, that might be a bit more points. As he's possibly gone ragey. Yeah, he's raged over.
Rage against the machine.
Giving 4 extra strength.
Mm-hmm.
Taking an additional 2 hit points of damage from his horns of doom.
Horns of doom.
He's also foaming at the mouth. He's got an enormous long spear.
I'm going to get rubies!
The long spear.
Just hit myself in the face
and we can't use it next round.
No, because he's in combat. What a ridiculous weapon to give a barbarian. What a stupid idea. Oh well, looks like he'll be using his fingernails.
He just takes a 5% back.
Doesn't he? Yeah, he's got... Well, he's a barbarian. I don't picture barbarians going, I'll take 5% back, he's too low. Just imagine beating them with the butt end.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it a spear, because I think that's fucking stupid. Pardon my French.
You think it's what?
Fucking stupid.
To give a barbarian... Hal thinks it's fucking
stupid. To give a barbarian a weapon that you have to be 5 feet away to use is stupid. Especially on a creature that charges as one of its special abilities. Stupid. It's a spear. It's not a long spear.
It's a pretty spear.
Which means it does less damage as base, but it's, it can be a good attack.
Is it my go? Yay. Yeah. So I hurt quite a lot, don't I?
Hit you with its horns, and it's foaming and angry and... etc.
I'm kind of in combat with it, aren't I?
Yeah, yeah.
I stab it with my sword.
Mercifully.
Mercifully.
Mercifulize it!
Yeah. Oh no, it's unconscious.
And I can't remember which one does. I've got my plus 2 and I've got my plus 1 that has merciful.
Plus 1 merciful does more damage.
Yes.
Because you can do the extra d6.
Oh yeah, okay. I'll be merciful then.
Very good.
Be merciful. Once it's unconscious, I slit it.
That'll hit.
For the first.
Yep. I need 2 attacks.
23 for the second.
We'll hit. So the damage is?
D4 plus 2 twice, yeah?
It's D4.
D4. Oh no, it's D4 plus 1.
Plus a
D6. D4 plus 1 plus D6 plus the fact it went through. Oh, is it still holding the effect from the shiny magic weapons? I'm going to be wearing off.
I'm confused, I don't know what I'm doing.
A good axiomatic business.
Well, we've been resting for 2 days.
Yeah.
So I'm doing 2D4s plus 2.
2D4s.
Plus 2D6.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that. 10, 14, 18, 20.
He's regretting charging the halfling a little.
Ah!
Fuck! Well, he breaks his long spear into a spear because he realises he's stupid.
And then it's Balazar.
Yep.
Balazar!
He's in close combat with a Minotaur.
Fiery rays spring forth from my hand. Scorching ray.
Are you taking a 5-foot step?
5-foot step.
Yeah, 5-foot step.
Must you provoke an attack of opportunity?
How far do I have to charge? 10-foot they have to charge, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've got to charge again, which isn't
touch attack, isn't it?
5-foot step back.
Range. Range. Yeah, but it's touch attack, so I
need... Blah. Base attack plus your dex.
Base attack plus dex.
Your nose hairs on this piece of
paper. I think that misses, probably. What's my base attack?
Base attack plus 4?
Plus 4. Plus your dexterity bonus.
That will hit.
Is your base.
Right. You're hitting its flat-footed AC.
All right, okay. One hit.
Oh, no, touch AC. Touch AC, which you're going
to be
naffled. The second one... Yes, we'll hit as well because you got that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's
46 twice.
86.
86.
Hence why I have 86.
Good enough.
Not a lot. 5, 6, 7, 8, 12, 15, 23. Thank you.
Not bad at all. Who's next?
Scorch that woo.
Back to the top.
Oh, Wolverine.
22.
That'll hit.
More than 22. That's probably going to miss. That's just 10. 2 hits.
Go for it.
We've got a 9. 15 in total.
It's almost dead. Who's next?
They are.
They are. Right, turns around with its great axe. Arrgh, and has another go at you.
They drop their weapons, kneel to the floor, and pledge allegiance to us.
Yeah. Great axe. Why would you not use the great axe and use the gore attack?
Because they're mad.
Yeah, they would be, wouldn't they?
Mad cows.
Goes for an attack. Ooh. 23.
Yeah.
I hit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Cool. And sorry, Joe. Missed. No, 16 points of damage.
No, that doesn't work.
Damn
to 73.
Gee whiz.
Okay. 28? No, 26. And 15. 12. 18 points of damage. And one on Bowser.
Uh-oh.
That will be a hit. And 15 miss. Doesn't hit. The first attack hits. For 16 points of damage.
Ooh.
I don't like these things. Who's next? I definitely don't think I should be being beaten up by the bad one.
They don't do much, they're just a bit strong.
I've just lost 22 hit points.
Yeah, right,
I've lost over 30.
Yeah. My first attack.
I have less than
my first
you.
Attack.
Yeah.
Yes, unfortunately, that's another threat.
Hard luck.
But that's 11 damage.
11, yep. Oh, so close.
No, it's still up then.
Yeah, 2 hits left, I'm afraid.
And I've hit it again. I can't do less than 9 points of damage.
It's down. Yep.
And then I step to behind the boss man.
Yeah. Well, so she's flanking.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Good plan.
Nice move. Now, get it with a single mighty blow.
Who's next?
The boss.
The boss.
The big cheese.
The boss goes to hit Phelan.
Phelan dodges.
With attacks of doom. He's got a power attacker as well for a couple of points.
So might as well because he's got the extra.
Well, doom, which is it? It's added 2 plus damage.
That's a load of bullshit.
Oh, just a standard spear, isn't it?
Yeah, not a spear. Stupid. First attack hits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, natural 20.
Is a possible threat, and will hit on a 21. But oh, will 21 hit you? Might not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then both. I've got a normal attack and a threat, which that's is critical. What's a short spear do? A normal spear for damage. I'm going to have to change this on the fly. I need to know its crit range as well because it was a long spear, which has a crit range of times 3, which it hasn't got because it's stupid.
It's a standard spear.
It's a standard spear, or short spear, or whatever. It's fighting spear.
Spear.
Mm-hmm.
Does D8 usually?
Yep.
So that increases to D10 or D12?
12?
Well, it's long
times spear. 3.
What's long, it's what's a standard long spear crit.
Standard long spear.
Mm.
Does D8.
Yeah, it's doing the same damage. This is doing 2D6.
So it's doing 2d6 then.
So he's doing the same damage?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
So a spear and a long spear are exactly the same?
Yes.
Except for the reach?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. So I'm rolling...
And they're times 3 crits.
So I'm rolling 3, 6d6.
Yes.
Plus his strength bonus.
Times 3.
Oh, Jesus.
I take it that's rather messy.
18, 19, 24. How many hits you got left?
30.
Bye. You hit the ground very hard.
Am I dead?
Potentially.
Not
his strength
yet,
bonus
not.
Is plus 10.
Not yet, you're not. If I could kill you now, I've got false life I can give
which
you.
Which he has done.
Yeah, you killed outright. He stabs you.
He spent plus 10.
And that's not, that's not including the second attack.
No! 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 Just take on the Minotaurs, I said. It'll be easy. A bit of fun, I said. No!
Challenge rating 5 creature.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh no! Right. After all these months and years!
You could get rezzed, it's not far away.
Yeah.
You can be, your character can be raised. Okay, yeah. Continuing. Who's next?
Failing would be.
You got killed by a. It's a named character.
It's better than a trap. It's better than going with a trap.
This is Brumny the Blind. He is a Minotaur barbarian.
He's black.
He's not blind.
Fuck it, I got killed by a barbarian. Oh no.
He's blind a blind cow.
You got killed by a blind cow. No. Right.
It's Balazar.
Rather ta 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 ta. In the eyes. You can have it really painful.
I can't believe I'm dead.
You'll be fine.
Magic missile.
Go on then.
Right.
So you're hitting
round one. The one that's in front of me that's doing nothing but hit points down. 2, 5.
I'm very sorry.
9.
I like your character.
12.
I like everybody's character.
16, 21 points.
He falls over.
And that's how you kill a cow.
Who's next?
Wolverine.
Dead.
He's dead. Yep, who's next?
The Minotaur. Step towards the big guy.
The Minotaur turns around and tries to get you. They're
not,
all dead.
Not that one.
Oh, they're all dead except for Hera.
In which case it's me.
Oh, go on. I'll sorry, you go first.
Oh, I'm going to smack it.
You are in combat with you.
Yes.
You bastard, you killed my mate.
You don't know I'm dead yet, do you?
Yes.
Oh, am I?
There's a spear gone straight through you, and then he pulled it out.
I probably can't fail the heal check.
And stabbed you again.
Oh, God.
Mm, hit me twice.
I may have something on.
Once very, very hard.
Yes. A rage? No. That'll hit him.
Mm-hmm. Good.
As will that, I
expect. Go on, 2 damage.
30.
Do him in. Get him.
16 and 13 is 29.
Oh, I can't use it on you. Damn.
What?
That false life, I couldn't use on her, it's personal.
It's personal, yeah.
It doesn't work like that anywhere, does it?
I know, it's
busy. Dead.
The power of undead shall fill you.
Well, 39 or 29?
29.
29, yeah. Who's next?
He is.
Go for you. Missed. An 18 will miss. Oh, is he 18? No, he's not. Oh, no, maybe. 24 will hit you, won't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, first one's a definite miss. He's doing 2d6 plus 8.
Day off my first birthday, and
I know, that's 17 points of damage.
And she never made it to her birthday.
You'll be fine, they'll res you.
Sure, we'll have a whole list of people to bring back.
Well, they can actually raise the dead.
Hmm.
But they come back a level lower.
Yeah. Balazs.
Oh my god, Phil's.
Sorry, temporary. Rat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat. Off it goes.
Well then.
I'm attacking. Who's left? There's
the two. Hero.
That's the big guy.
Just the big guy.
Brumny the Barlings Barbarian Man.
3, 5, 9, 13, 15, 20 points to him.
Who's next?
Wolverine.
Twenty-5 M.
Yes. So hard to hit.
That'll hit.
I forgot how frail you were. 50-odd hits.
It was the triple crit. It is a bit.
The triple crit did a lot.
15.
It was his strength bonus. He's probably going to go down with that, even with his extra from that raging. He falls to the ground. You chop him into pieces.
Hamburger.
You killed our friend.
Drop to the floor and see if what you can do for failing.
Mm. Well, shame there's nothing you can do if you get to her the round after she goes down or anything, isn't there?
Well, some people do play that, but...
It's at death's door, isn't it, basically?
Well, that was if you're at -9.
Well, that's,
not at -9. She's at, like... Well, let's just say that his strength bonus alone from the critical killed her.
Oh,
put it to 0.
She's on
the combat. Then the damage killed her. Then he had another hit.
Far one. Super dead. Mm-hmm. The goring damage to the body is, like, unrecognisable.
Dead as disco,
dude.
You are beyond normal.
I'm not going to cry.
Oh, dude.
You didn't have like a sort of mithril chain on underneath.
No.
You're not going to do a Lord of the Rings.
But we have always been curious about what she's been carrying for the past year. Bloody hell, that's where it went. Jeez.
Just written it all out for you anyway.
Digital bag of holding.
Put the halfling in the bag of holding.
In the bag of holding.
There's no air in there, so she won't go bad very quickly.
We're just dragging another party member out.
Well.
There is silence falls across the room.
Oh dear. I hardly knew it.
Yeah, but you so wanted me.
That's okay.
Oh dear.
What are we doing?
Checking that it was some form of optional thing that other people were using about death
rather
and going.
Than an actual rule.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's just that some people I've been playing with, if you get down to -20, you're unraisable. You have to be resurrected.
She's beyond that, isn't she?
You're beyond -20.
At least I died properly.
No, yeah. I would play around.
Like, you know, like,
properly. It's
just an optional.
I would suggest it depends on the damage, effectively. Yeah. I mean, she's been hit twice with a spear, albeit one hit. She's not completely annihilated, is she?
No, but that's...
I know the damage did.
Eh? One hit did.
Yeah. Well, no, I know the hit killed her, but it could have just chopped her with... It's a spear.
It's not a minotaur like with a minotaur spear not, and a little halfling. I mean,
you know what I mean, but it's still just going to stick in her. It sticks in her very hard through a pointy, pointy place.
No, that kind of stuff is where it...
Yeah, but she's
not
going
inside.
To explode, is she? The point is...
Well, actually...
Although, well, with rays, you have to all be there, basically.
Oh, yeah.
She's still all there.
Oh, yeah. That's most of it.
Yeah. She might have to scoop her up off the walls, is what we're saying.
That's okay.
Well, she might have a bit missing in the
rays will work.
Anybody else in this room?
No, it's empty. Doors shut at the other end. You can hear. You can hear voices of minotaurs in the rooms around and about.
Who might be interested?
Well, that's far from where you are. You hear echoing through the corridors. This is a minotaur area. Let's say.
Oh, okay. So I think
food's up.
Possibly a good time to
make some steaks.
Go back to the door and find a nice big safe room.
You step through the door. The safe room you came from was safe, wasn't it? The room you came through the door from was.
Yes.
So you step back through. The only person who needs to roll is him.
Yes, it was.
Which is fine. It's just a dazed effect. Make your will safe.
Will, we're in. Will. 19.
He'll do. You're a bit dazed. Okay.
I shall clean
Valen,
up a bit.
Is it just me who's left?
Touch the bodies.
Oh, for the minotaurs. They have chain shirts and great axes, both of all of which are large. The minotaur lord guy has a shiny spear, which killed Valen, a potion, a large potion bottle, and a chain shirt, which is of good quality, all of which is large except for the potion bottle, which is large compared to normal potion bottle.
Still only a potion bottle. Mm. What's that then?
That would be... Potion of, yes.
Cure serious wounds.
There we go.
Three doses.
Cure death.
Cure death times three. Quite impressive.
Yes.
Wow.
Very nice.
Who's next? Well, who's next? What's going on?
Balazar's
you also,
next
you also
to
find
die.
A tarnished silver dagger and a pouch with three small pieces of raw amber.
Ooh.
Yay.
Yay stuff.
We...
For the list, if you're willing to...
Probably have to go searching through the bag of holdings to try and find various bits of gems we need.
Even death is no escape.
Oh,
yes.
Is there in there?
Oh.
There are, and there's any diamond.
That's good.
Okay. I'm just saying, the only thing that I've got that I know is anything decent is a diamond.
Yeah, but no, there's things that, as you say, it just says gems so much. Some of them will be diamonds.
Okay, that's fine. So what am I writing down?
You need to write down a tarnished silver dagger.
Why couldn't we bring back Bastion?
You're in room
you want to come back.
F2. Okay. Oh, actually, you're actually in room off F2. It doesn't have a number.
What does it have to do with
and you
Karu?
Have,
so we're in session 27 now.
I have to resurrect
three pieces of raw amber.
Because he became an undead.
Yes.
That's the problem. Bastion didn't want to come back because he was with his god.
Fair enough.
And Garut.
It's just hard.
He's just hard at a resurrect.
Hmm. What the hell do you need to do full resurrect?
Dagger's worth 30 gold, 30. And the amber's worth 180.
It'll be forever.
180. What are you doing?
You're resting.
Mistake speaker split.
Resting, basically.
You rest. The party heal a bit, I assume.
I take some serious healing. I'm down quite a few hit points.
It'll probably take about two spells.
Considering minotaurs aren't that high challenge rating, they are very hard in physical combat. Yes. See, I don't think the party now without Garut are... A physical combat type of party.
Well, kill Wilburn and I'll create someone who's good.
Wilburn's alright.
Wilburn's toss.
Is he? Oh, alright. No, I was trying to build you up.
Wilburn's not quite as hard as Garut was in a stand up fight, is the problem.
But I'm harder than Bastion was.
Yeah, you are. But the average, I think, is lower.
Yeah. See, I'm doing a D10 plus 2.
As opposed to.
I'm doing a D8 plus 5. As a standard, if I don't...
Okay, you rest, you heal, you're in a safe room, what are you doing?
I'm a bit unhappy.
Oh, we rifle through the bag.
You're unhappy.
The pieces we need.
How much do you need?
5,000 gold pieces worth of diamond.
Probably got it, to be honest.
Altogether, I've got... The party has...
You've probably got it.
The party has 8,500 gold pieces worth of gems, coins and jewellery. Ah. I have...
A big fat diamond.
That's not counting the 500 gold piece diamond.
You have a 500 gold piece diamond.
Did you say you wanted a 500?
5,000.
I only gained one level since Garut died.
Three.
I know. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have about another 500 gold pieces worth of gems. And I do have something else as well. I've got more than that.
Plus six.
You've picked up way enough.
I've got loads. I've got 2,000 odd. That I know that I need.
You've got enough. Mm. Fair enough. You've got enough to do it. Otherwise, it could really be. Mm.
Don't bring me back if it's game breaking or cheating.
It's not.
It's the meanness of a closed, absolutely closed dungeon. That's the problem. Mm.
The problem is you couldn't take the gems you've got and trade them for diamonds, which you technically could do outside.
Yeah. I wouldn't make another character.
I'm happy for enough. What?
I wouldn't make a different character.
What, then? Failing? Why?
Failing like too?
Would it be disrespect?
No, I just like it too much. I wouldn't want to play anything else.
Oh, no.
Kill the Wolverine instead.
I would suggest that you have to cast it.
Sacrifice yourself! Me!
You didn't bloody throw yourself in front of me, did
Either
you?
Either that or you can think of an alternative to pile in. Just chuck in some more other gems.
Paint them white.
Because in the dungeon, we're going to have to build play a little bit more.
Yeah, the person who could paint them is dead.
We'd have to think of other options for the
gems. Anybody got any paint skills? Because you can maybe make some
diamonds. I can do calligraphy. It's a bit like painting.
We can think of other options for the material component. You have easily enough in items that are worth that much.
I have easily enough gems.
Yeah, I'll give him what's your skill in calligraphy?
Plus 11.
I'll give you a skill of 6 in painting, effectively, because it's a different skill.
I'm going 20!
But you could just use an ink instead.
Yeah.
True.
Take 20. You can paint along the time.
There's no danger.
Yeah, I take 20 and paint the room.
There's no danger. Yeah, he has the skill to do it. It's not as good as his writing skill.
Yeah.
He can make 5,000 gold pieces of diamonds with that easy. It's only like a dent in the pigments.
Done. 5,000 GPs of diamond.
Excellent.
Done. Yeah. Bing! Hey.
So, if you've got any sweet fellows that want scribing across, now's probably the time to do it.
How long does this take?
Well, it's only going to take like 10 minutes, but she's got a rest for a day.
Yeah.
Phantom. Mm-hmm.
Where does she drop to? Centre of the previous level?
I don't know.
1 XP shy.
Are you happy to. I'm tempted to do that, actually.
Phantom Steed.
I'm tempted not to.
This is a new level.
Is it?
Bearing in mind that I'll be incredibly confused about what I can and can't do with my.
It's fine, we'll sort you.
Drop you to 1 XP shy of the level and then immediately level up again.
Yeah! Quick, find Nork, kill it.
Quite tempting.
Why don't you just not give me any XP when we level up next? Take away what I would lose, because I don't want to change my character sheet. I'd rather stay on that a bit longer.
Mm.
Then I'll just be a bit behind you. That might work.
That could work.
We'll see what it goes. What does it say, Mr. Blaze?
Of course, it doesn't state.
Yeah. It'd be too useful.
Rules for everything apart from what you want.
Well, there probably is.
There probably is a rule for it. It's a nosy.
Yeah.
I'm sad I killed you. I'm very sorry. Stupid Minotaur. I thought it was easy for you. So much I'm
Balazar's the only one still alive of the original group at the moment.
Actually, a normal Minotaur critting you would have killed you, unfortunately.
Midway between the minimum needs for a new
and reduced level. I mean, that was a big roll on a triple crit as well.
Bounce.
Yeah.
The 50% between the minimum and maximum needed for the level.
Right. Rage creature number of hit points, blah, blah.
But it depends.
What do you mean?
Because there were. Oh. I've seen some optional rules somewhere.
Yeah,
that the first time you die.
You don't lose it.
Well, you do, but you gain enough experience.
From the death.
You get basically the challenge rating of your death.
Which is your own challenge rating.
Yeah.
Which is maybe about the same level.
May be able to counteract some of the loss.
Bring me back if I am. I've only been dead 5 minutes.
Only recently dead.
Oh no, it'd be almost 24 hours.
Dead. You're only a bit dead.
Really dead.
Yeah, I'm not happy with that actually, because dying and coming back, if she does choose to come back, is obviously
going to refuse to resurrect. No, thank you.
I'm happy for that as an optional role, to be honest. Because obviously, it's more of an experience than killing a goblin, thank you.
I've got a packet as well.
We spurn your devil's penises.
Oh, but they're covered in chocolate.
Mm. Oh, they're hot.
Dying coming back from the dead has to bear some kind of experience here. Because you're dead.
Yeah.
I'm happy at this point. Mm. First death, as an optional rope, house rule, and because the dungeon is so harsh and then closing, to waive the XP loss for first death if you get raised. That fair?
It's very generous.
Because you go,
don't make a habit of it.
Yeah, if you die again, you will drop to halfway
up the previous level. You managed 364 days.
I know!
To be honest, I think that's fair, especially considering you can't get out to do anything else. Yeah. Normally you'd be able to truck it to a temple and go, we've got all this money, please resurrect her properly.
And we've collected all the
money. And you do it, no problem. Because the dungeon's so harsh, I'm happy to run that as an optional role from now on. Unfortunately, you died and he didn't want to come back, so this is the first time we've had to do it.
Are you happy with that?
You were sucked to death. I
mean, it's not game breaking, but it means if you die again, you go back
to normal. Two rounds. I didn't even successfully get one hit back.
Yeah, it's really harsh.
Although
the
weird against
it
is
a
frazzle.
Why is there a frazzle?
I had no idea. It must have escaped.
Was a frazzle? No. Right, do it.
Okay.
I think right, you're exactly where you were. You come back from the dead. You have been communing with your god.
Which one?
Timora. Timora has been talking to you.
Do I get like?
You have an option. You feel a calling in your brain, your soul, back to your body.
Let's come back and be trapped in the dungeon forever with that.
You can go back or not. Choice is yours.
And I talk to my god.
Yes. It's what you've been doing while you've been dead.
Is it okay if I go back? Can I come back another time? I need to help my friend.
Of course.
And I want all my stuff back as well.
Timora's happy.
Material things.
Timora's happy with that as well, probably.
Woo! Get out of here! Go on, stop.
Okay, I'll see you probably quite soon.
Good luck.
Thank you. Wow. Can I have any more special magic?
Keep learning.
Okay. I'm doing really well, though. I keep praying to you and everything.
Good luck.
Baby, kicked out of heaven.
Kicked out. Left.
Left.
You awaken in your body. You feel tired.
A bit sore.
Right, why didn't you... Help me, you bunch of...
Don't mind the
you were killed in two rounds, there's not an option.
Don't mind the big sucking wound in your chest.
He was behind the monster, ready for the next round, but it critted you.
Very good.
Good rule for the dungeon.
Very big crit modifier.
Yeah, fat crit modifier. I was hoping that the short spear would do less.
Oh.
But ridiculously big. Alright. You're back.
Thank you for letting me come back.
It's not a problem. To be honest, I
wouldn't have been able to play another character.
To be honest, I think the dungeon requires some leeway with regards to things like that. Because otherwise, you don't have the resources that you'd normally be banned from doing stuff as well. You're banned from certain powers and you can't use the... I mean, you've got sack loads of stuff you can't use that you would just be able to trade in for a true res if you needed it.
Yeah.
And you have enough for it, it's very clear. It's just that you can't get access to it. So it makes sense we have some small optional rules. And to be honest, dying is a big experience. First time you do it, fine. Second time...
Extra experience for that.
Woo! Death. Yeah. I mean, fair enough. First death, I'm happy to waive it for res dead. Second death, no hope. Right. You rest another day.
Mm-hmm.
You have to rest 2 days.
Okay.
Two more spells you could learn.
Two more spells. No, I'm running out of scroll now.
You rest one day till I can memorise the raised dead. And then we have to rest another day. So
2 days for you.
I've already learnt Phantom Steed.
I'm going to be really good at juggling.
Blessed of Timora.
Because they shag all I'm going to learn
Disguise Self. I'm going to transfer Disguise Self across.
Timora was very pretty.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking to my god when I was dead. She's very nice.
Yeah, so I've heard that you can do that.
She's very pretty.
Lovely.
Yeah.
With Disguise Self, I can give myself the appearance of a beard and hair.
That'd be devoted
to Timora. Does it last long enough that you can do it every morning?
I'm just going to check, actually.
No.
How does it last?
About D6 minutes.
What's this?
Maybe D6 times 10 minutes if you're looking.
Boring.
So, are we liking the area with all the stupid doors and minotaurs?
Yeah, it's quite interesting.
No. So, options. Are you going to continue wandering around this area, which is difficult?
Oh, yeah, that's rubbish. An hour, maybe an hour and a half.
Some areas, I've no idea how you get to them.
It's all right for parties.
It's all a big maze, because the minotaurs live here.
And they like mazes.
They do. They have a natural ability.
Minotaurs and mazes, sounds familiar.
To basically walk around mazes. They're immune to the maze spell, which I think is fantastic. Because the maze spell's awful.
They are amazed.
They never become lost. And enables them to track enemies.
Can we say, come on, pet minotaur, show us the exit to the dungeon?
They can never be caught flat footed because of their abilities. Which is quite cool. So, What are you doing? You're back in.
Not locked, if I was away.
You're back in like F90, I think, which is that door that you came in on, basically.
It's the random door of teleporting roomness.
Yeah.
Original one.
I think you're in 90, yeah. F90 is where you've been based, basically. Making small forays into the Minotaur area.
Hmm. It's cost us dear.
It has, rather.
Yes.
5,000. Oh, no, you made
it. No, it's cost us a bit of paint.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. And time. But then we're used to time.
But time doesn't
really make a difference. I'm very sorry. Not in D&D. Well, Pendragon it does, but not in D&D.
Yeah. Well, not at the minute it doesn't, because I can just go,
reverse time!
No.
So, what are you doing?
Anyway.
You're going to have a debate. Have a debate.
We're going to have a debate. A mass debate.
Oh! Maybe
not.
I see that one coming downstairs.
I saw that one coming from downstairs.
And just as that, Hal gets his tarts out.
Yes, I'm taking out my tarts. So, what are you doing?
Brought a couple of tarts out with him.
Some more?
I think we should get out of this dungeon, surprisingly enough.
Yes.
I don't want to go back in there because the big scary cow men kill me a lot.
Yeah, but kill them.
They're all dead.
Are there any more of them?
No, no more at all. Killed them all. Probably.
What are you doing?
Washing you bite into your tongue.
Working out that I don't have enough spells for them.
What?
Yes, Hal is indeed sharing a tart with his wife.
Is there a share of tart between them?
No, it's alright.
No, it's alright. Egg custards are lovely. Everybody should like egg custards. And have nutmeg on top.
Yeah, I like egg custards.
Which is a hallucinogenic if you smell it.
It can kill you, can't it?
Yes, it can. It's a hallucinogenic drug if you sniff it, but unfortunately, side effects are death.
Yes.
But it tastes great!
Alcohol. Woohoo! One of the listed side effects, death.
Well, so is electricity. Danger of death!
Oh, yeah. Mm. How much nutmeg would you have to smell to die?
Fair amount.
Yeah.
I keep on thinking, this is a great game! I'm really going to be upset when I have to go to work tomorrow.
Oh, finally grated and snorted.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't have to remember.
Is that why people had peg legs made out of nutmeg wood, so they could just grate their own stump off and then just have a good time?
Go on, what are you doing?
We're going to escape from the dungeon.
Escape from the dungeon!
Alright, make me a rope now.
Yeah, come on. Hey, the roleplay. Roll me 20.
Natural 20!
Nat 20! Oh, yeah, we escape! No, okay.
I'm afraid I lied on actually rather than 90.
Not good enough.
We get to within one pace of the exit and then stop.
Yes.
Damn. We have to roleplay the rest.
No. Yeah. Every round you walk half the distance less of the previous round before.
Right.
No. Where are you going? Are you going to continue in this area?
This part's giving me sticky fingers.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, they do that.
I like that.
Not that rude very often.
I don't know, you've changed since you've come back from the dead.
Perhaps it's a new entity.
Yes, are we sure it's failing in that body?
Are you sure it's
You're never quite sure what's come back.
I'm porn star failing.
I think we missed a bit and she's come back wrong.
She's come back wrong. Hey, no, she came back wrong.
Did you call up that which you cannot put down?
No. Did you summon up anything bigger than your head? There's something not quite right about her. She's not quite the same.
So, what are you doing?
I think we should start having more subtle references to Call of Cthulhu in the game.
Yeah.
To advertise the upcoming new game.
New game.
Call of Cthulhu.
Okay, open the door till we get to
where
somewhere we like.
She keeps chanting to her dark master.
Yes. Like one of those big doors.
Looking for exit.
Bragdor? No, where's Bragdor? Yeah. Oh, big door.
That'll do.
Big door.
There's two big doors you've seen.
Yeah. We'll go back to that.
Oh, they're in the same corridor.
Yeah. You find
we'll go
one.
There.
Okay, I'll make the rolls for those walking through.
Hooray! That's a crap number, isn't it?
It is a crap number. Balazar, make me a roll.
Oh, God.
Phelan is weakened for a wee while, but that's fine.
Roll high.
What are we rolling on?
Just big. Just roll big. Congratulations! 14 19!
19. 14 plus.
As you will.
23.
That's enough to resist feeble mind, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh.
There is a resist for feeble mind, isn't there?
There is, but you get huge penalties if you're a spellcaster.
Oh, jeez.
Please don't turn into a drooling idiot.
Did we not have to walk through the door?
You have to go through it.
The base is 15 plus, going to be at least 2, possibly, going to be at least 2.
Yeah.
So it's at least 17.
You've got one of that. That's all good.
Yeah. Is it 23? Can't be a man of 6, surely.
Let's see.
Can I have my stuff back?
Let's have a look at the numbers.
You have given it you.
Cool.
Having rifled through it and stolen all the diamonds.
Oh, no, they didn't. Stolen any of the diamonds at all.
They painted you some diamonds.
My paints are good, aren't they?
Oh, good. It's just minus 4. Yeah. That's okay, then.
You're all right. You're not a drooling idiot.
No,
not any more than normal.
Because we go from wizard to lizard.
Wizard to lizard.
Is that what it says?
Giving roughly the intellect of a lizard.
From wizard to lizard.
Is that permanent?
Yep.
Jeez, I must learn that spell.
Was it your intellect drops to...
1.
Your intelligence drops to
and
1.
And your charisma.
Oh.
And you're incapable of casting spells.
Oh,
what level spell is that?
5th.
Ooh. Feeble mind is...
handy.
Dog's bollocks.
It's yes. Next level.
It's the spellcaster crippling you.
Feeble mind!
Oh my god, I'm a lizard!
Brock, my wizard.
Because if you have you can resist it, can't you? If you know it, and somebody else casts it at you, you can...
No, you can say, oh no, he's casting feeble mind at my
head! Therefore I will counter it with mine.
As long as you've got an action held to do it.
Yeah. Just in case.
I mean, you can make casters that solely hold actions just to dispel other casters.
Yeah.
You can make casters that don't need to hold actions.
Because they just do it.
Mm.
Oh.
Oh, greater dispelling or whatever it's called?
Reactive counterspell.
Oh, that's what it is. It's reactive counterspell. It's not a feat. You have to learn counterspell.
Improved initiative, improved counterspell. You can get reactive counterspell.
Oh,
which is where they start to cast a spell. You recognise it.
I'm going
to
see, far off
see if you'd wanted that, you should have started planning it at first level.
It's stupid, isn't it? Yeah.
You have to plan your characters at like a dozen levels.
I haven't actually, my character's not planned whatsoever.
Actually,
I just randomly
it does recommend it in that book that you should plan your character at least the first few levels. At least you know where you're going.
I don't.
Or have an aim as to where you want to be.
Mine's always choice.
Bear in mind, if you die in such a way you can't be brought back, you can always generate a character.
Yeah.
With 4th for pots.
Called Bolazar.
So, Bolazar.
So we have been sort of subtly directing it.
There is a door.
I'm fooling.
Fooling. There is a door. Are you going through it?
You're trapped.
You don't know what area it's to at this point.
Sorry?
You don't know what area it's to because you don't know any direction once you step through this door.
No,
that's fine.
We want to know whether it's trapped or not.
It's one of those big doors.
We want to know whether it's trapped or not.
Give it. You go, fooling.
She came back wrong.
I did not. 30.
You came back by buffing a spike and punch in the face.
Yeah, they're all locked.
Have you seen Pet Sematary?
Would you like to open it?
Yes, I would like to open it.
Go for it, fooling.
Is it locked?
Yes. That'll do.
Otherwise we could just kind of do it ourselves.
It grinds open.
I could put you back in through that door a few times until you turn back to stone and use you as a battering
ram. I did use a corridor. A T-junction leading to the left and the right. As a T-junction would.
Right.
You take a right. The corridor to the right is much longer. The corridor to the left bears to the right and then ends in a door.
By the way, I've also asked
the door, then.
Tharis, if you can tell me more about the ways of lawfully goodness.
Can I be good, please? I'm sad about being good.
Why not? Yes. I'm going to ask about ways of
being lawfully good. Puppies.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a fairly elemental mistake.
I agree not to kick any more puppies.
Ooh.
And be nice to people and follow laws.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I convert now?
No.
Damn!
Right.
And then, of course, the name you want on your lips at all times is Mistra.
Mistra. Mistra.
Helm.
Mistra Helm.
I know. She lets you come back from the dead time orders.
Mistra.
She said it was only because it was her and me.
Helm stopped you dying in the first place. Ah.
He doesn't want you up there.
Right. There's a door. It's closed.
Mistra.
You hear the sound movement behind the door.
Movement.
No.
Movement.
How many areas have you been through today?
No.
Is it your fourth or fifth area?
There,
aren't you?
Four.
You don't know which one it is, do you?
No idea.
Okay.
There's no handy letters
area
on the
corner. Trap. Nearly out.
My goodness.
No.
Whoops.
No, it is not trapped.
No, it's not
it
trapped.
No.
Right, look, we actually painted several 5,000 GP diamonds, so if you die again...
Yeah.
Inside the room,
just don't lose any bits.
I might just keep a bag with diamonds in my pocket and just say these are my resurrection.
In the room, at the centre of the room are two large circular stone tables.
Ooh.
The floor around each table is littered with bones, most of which appear to have been gnawed on. Around the stone tables, a number of wooden tables and benches are haphazardly arranged. Among the tables stalk a pair of blue-furred, wolf-like creatures.
Oh no!
Blue-furred, like this.
Just
they
like
don't
baguettes.
Look very happy. Mm-hmm. Do I recognise them with my engineering skill of that much? 21.
They're outsiders. Does the engineering cover that?
Planes.
No. Planes. Knowledge of planes.
Knowledge planes? I have knowledge planes! 21 on knowledge planes.
They're bar guests.
They're bar guests.
I have knowledge helicopters, but
they're bar guests.
What do bar guests do?
They eat bodies and bad stuff.
But do they sometimes create their own bodies? To eat,
yeah.
No. Evil, and I am feeling goodly and lawfully now.
If you're eaten by a bar guest, it's your soul as well.
Ooh.
Apparently.
Well, soul nice. Eaters.
That's yeah. A bit hard.
They're not very nice.
If you're dead,
not worse than the
eaters. Otherwise, surely your soul should have gone somewhere else. They call your soul back just to eat it.
And they prevent your soul from going, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Let's take them down.
Let's.
So that'll be all. No raising pew then.
yet again. Right.
I attack them recklessly.
Initiatives.
Most definitely.
Bar guests are going on 22.
Jesus. They beat me 19.
I think that's a 20. 2. All right. Not quite the number I'm looking for.
You're only an order of magnitude shy.
Yeah. Just one order of magnitude. Total of 4.
Links?
9.
It's then
how many bar guests? Say 3.
2. Cool. They're going to close with us. Then we can get full attacks on them.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, the fools. See, actually, yeah, it kind of sucks getting really high initiative, actually, doesn't it?
You can hold.
Ooh.
Depends on what game you get. Sometimes ones who wins initiative and ones who go out the last action.
They seem to have big grins and grin at you. One of them sort of howls happily.
I don't listen.
You do. You feel very, very sad.
I'm deaf.
Everybody can make me a will save, please.
We will
save!
Save
against Will Wheaton!
Okay.
27.
29.
16.
You broken boy. You just made the DC.
You all feel
a wave of sadness wash over you.
Oh, it's such a shame we're going to have to kill these blue dogs.
The other one that jumps in. Who opened the door?
I did.
To attack you with its chompy mouth.
Let's assume
it attacks with its chompy mouth.
That's what dogs normally do.
Chompy mouth. Yes, chompy mouth.
Dogs normally attack
also have
with their
claws.
So.
Ooh, chompy mouth and claws.
It only gets one attack.
Yes, to charge. No. 15, 5, 6, 7,
24.
Hobnob?
Yeah.
Woo! With all the, sadly, unlike the Minotaurs, it does 4 damage.
Hooray!
Hobby nobby?
No, thank you.
Chocolate? Okay.
Well, they can assume the shape of a goblin, apparently.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Oh.
Not me.
Pilgrim.
That's feeling a little slush and being.
Yeah.
Wow.
Somewhat cast
off. I'll twat the one that should bust through the door.
Well, just round up to the door, I guess.
Well, I assume it's nearer.
It is.
Yeah.
So I'll step forward and twat it till it dies. Right.
Do it.
Ooh, crap. 19?
That might well hit it.
Oh, I hope so.
Yes, that hits it.
That won't.
That won't.
One never works.
That won't. 10.
This is really appalling.
5.
5 damage.
Oh, I hate Wilbur and he sucks!
Wilburin sucks.
There's suicide of sin in this setting.
Yes.
No, actually.
Yes.
But selflessly jumping from
to
the
huge
to your god, you end up walled into the walls of the city of the dead, don't you?
There's an awful lot of Catholic faith spread around.
Well,
in
no, it just means you have to worship a god. If you don't worship a god, or you go against, I mean, assume there's some gods that suicide's probably all right for.
Maybe.
But probably not whoever you worship. Being
Helm.
Generally not.
Helm, definitely not.
But if
even the god of death doesn't represent it.
No, no one represents. Therefore, you'll probably end up
walled
into the city of the dead,
tormented
for eternity.
Anyway.
Who's next? But I could selflessly leap.
Yes, self-sacrifice.
Do it. And with the stabbing.
Merciful stabbing.
You can be quite near. You need to tumble probably.
Tumble through.
Tumbleina.
Tumble through and backstab it.
And then one will be behind you. But who cares?
You're hard. You've been past the veil.
Death holds no fear for you now.
No, it definitely doesn't.
No, if you've seen your god, you know what's going to happen. Feel the shiny tumblingness.
It is kind of embarrassing if you get raised from the
26.
Death and then immediately die again.
Roll through. Backstabbing.
Oh, back
okay,
again.
Actually,
a single attack at plus two.
Wow, so in fact, you can no longer hold faith.
These things are evil, well, no, extra pain and lawful shape changes.
Wow.
Big brackets.
Wow.
Into goblins.
Goblins and wolves. Like,
but I have my short sword of plus 12.
28 will do.
Extra that'll plane our shape change.
D4 plus 1. Failing
can no longer have faith.
Are you using a magic weapon?
I'm using my bare magic fists.
How?
What?
Rest of my
D6
is all.
Oh, I'm sorry. The rest of your D6. Oh, there we are.
I got them out.
Because Faelyn knows her gods exist and knows to tell them to come back, she doesn't actually need faith in it because she knows it to be true. So she's
but we've all encountered divine magic, so we all know the gods exist.
So faith isn't a question.
No. Right. Seeing your god is definitely 20. A good thing.
Oh, God.
22, oh. Please.
22. It turns around and goes, as you stab deeply into its back.
Hee.
Who's next?
You, blue thing.
Me. Kill it, Ferris.
I step up and smack it.
Go, do it in.
Batter up. That's only 17.
That's a miss.
Ooh. That's less.
Lacking. Oh, unless you're flanking, you're failing.
Oh, I am.
Yeah. In which case, 17 is a hit.
Yeah.
Kill it.
Because it's a 19, you 18 to hit it.
Kill
nice.
It. That'd be 11.
It dropped dead.
That'll teach you to be a bad guy.
Fourth round. Who's next?
Alazar.
At last!
Scorching ray. The chain gun comes out.
Okay. Let's see, let's have Maxine go on.
Da da da! First one, two.
Vehicle mounted Maxine.
Four, seven, 11, 13, 18 points.
You've got a little bit, haven't you? Who's next?
Oh, yeah.
And they are.
It is.
Come on then!
Come on! This is very dog soldiers, Finn.
Yeah, they're blue and furry.
Yeah, I don't remember them being blue and furry. And dog soldiers.
I think our TV was a bit off colour.
Yes, they were furry. And they used super glue to glue up their wounds.
Mm.
Well, what? It's a furry
dog. That's what it was invented for, wasn't it? Super glue to do up. Was it Vietnam surgery?
I think it's more first aid than actual surgery.
Well, alright, first aid then. Mind you, it could be a field surgery. Right? Just chop it off and then glue it up. Just don't put them near any hot water.
God, this is a rubbish. Quite frankly, crap. Your crap. I hate you. It runs to bite you because it's useless. Probably goes to bite Fail, that's who she's niggerest.
And has been recently dead.
Enough.
The smell of death is upon her.
It misses very badly on a roll of a two. Who's next?
Wilburin.
Wilburin, go behind it and stab its ass.
Hi, tumble behind it.
That's what we need, a bit of a tumble eater
there. Natural 20!
I'm afraid I've just got the 40 for tumble.
You tumble through with ease.
40!
While doing
and
your
do
hair.
Pirouette, yeah. Do a pirouette and then just go.
Oh, it's there's a completely fluff, isn't it?
Go on. You got plus two, you're flanking.
Nice, easy.
That'll be 27.
All good. Nice.
For 9 points of damage.
Respectable.
Who's next?
Failing.
It's flanked.
You flanked again. Plus two to hit. That'll hit. On 19.
That's a potential critical.
Go for it.
That's plus 15, so it's 21.
That's
that
got to be a double. That's
got to
be a critical.
That hits. That's critical. A critical. So that's 2d4
no
plus 2 plus 66.
Oh, it's dead. It's
so we've got 60 left.
5, 6,
I think it's
10,
dead.
14, 18, 21, 23. 26, 28?
Yeah.
You stab it in its nose.
It goes.
And its brain explodes.
It works so much better when we act as a group.
Yeah, it does rather, doesn't it?
There's not many times where people end up flanking, so.
Yeah,
but you can.
Well, to be honest, you and me
should.
With our tumble,
should flank.
We should just
can
go
just flank anything.
Can we be acrobats?
We could like do forward rolls and backward rolls round and round the fucker.
Like the wheelies.
Wee, wee, wee.
Who's next?
Oh,
no.
One and a half more.
Coming out of this room, other than the one you went in through.
Why?
Are you leaving Byrd?
Go and have a look.
It's not locked, but it is closed.
So it may be trapped.
Maybe.
I'm coming. I'm sniffing.
Gosh, it's a ballroom.
We like it.
It's another 2 by 8. Oh,
22.
You don't think it's trapped.
Three. I open the door.
It opens into a nondescript 20 by 20 room with a door leading out on the left-hand wall.
I tumble up to the door.
You tumble to the door. It is again not locked.
I recklessly ignore the fact it may be trapped.
You open it into a corridor. Corridor.
It was.
Directly ahead of you is another door. The corridor leads left and right. To the right, there is another door, and to the left, it goes on a bit and ends in a door.
I'm completely confused as to where we are now.
That's because I'm speaking left and right, not north and south. Because you don't know where you are.
We rebuild the rudimentary compass.
I'm a dwarf, I know which way is north or south. Or east is it?
Well, rangers have no direction and business like that.
Is anyone with 5 ranks in survival?
Yeah. Anyone have 5 ranks in survival?
Of course not.
Left and right it is then. So, door ahead of you, door to your left, corridor to your right. No, that's a lie. Corridor to your left, door. Immediate door to the right, immediate door straight ahead.
So we lost out of the first left and right when we came into this region.
Yeah, I know I lost you at the first left and right.
If we just keep on going left all the time, because I can't remember which way we went.
We went left.
If we keep on going left all the time, we'll eventually go in circle.
And back where you started.
Maybe.
Where are you going?
If we follow the left-hand wall. But we went right. Alright, follow the right-hand wall.
You went left, then right, then left, and now you're at a door.
Just pick a direction and stick with it. We started off going right.
You came into the room, went left.
No, we went right.
We came through the door.
We came through the door, the first thing we said was go right.
Yeah.
Oh, which door? No, you said you were going through the door.
The big door.
Okay,
we went right,
the hell we are.
And then you went through the door to the left. You said, I'm going through the door. You said, I'll check the door out, and then went through it, which was to the left.
Audio rewind.
It's fine. You went through the door. There was no stating left or right.
Oh, okay.
So you went through the door, which was on the left. If you want to go right, go back to the door and head up the corridor.
That's left when we came into the region.
Yes, it is. Left. Left.
But we went right.
But you went through the... You said, I'm going to check the door, and then you went through the door, which was to the left.
God, I wish I'd stayed there.
Regardless of whether you said you were right, you then checked the door and went through it.
It woke me up after this bit.
We carried you through several levels before we got back. Okay. But I could have sworn we'd gone right and then encountered a door on the left.
Ah! You're confusing me. Stop it. You're here. Damn it.
Give us a room number or a corridor number.
You passed through room E60.
Thank you.
And now you're in a corridor past it.
Oh, I'll keep on going up the corridor then.
Oh, I told you what region you're in, god damn it. Are you going right at this choice?
I didn't hear. Tell me what it was.
Yes.
Right, there's
he's
a door
not
ahead of you.
Stupid enough to tell us what region
he
we're in.
He won't
again.
Tell you what it is.
Funny.
Eh?
Not E.
E-Bagel.
He's a good one.
Alright, you're at a lock, you're at a shut door. He's not locked.
I agree.
You open the door. You're in a room. There are 4 doors. 2 in the left wall, 2 in the right wall.
Is there a boot?
Anything in the room?
It's completely empty.
4 doors in the boot.
Doesn't even have a number.
Alas, it's not a car.
Damn, we could try that out here.
Left or right?
Sick of licking.
Take a right.
Yeah.
Bottom door, left or right door first on the door. Right wall. First door. You open it into a corridor, which leads back into another corridor going left and right. It's very familiar, as it would have been the way you'd have gone had you gone right from the main door.
Okay,
good
go left.
You pass a number of corridors on the left-hand side, which go back.
I should technically be chalking, but I'm still...
One of which you think would lead back into the room you've just come out of, mm-hmm. And then there's 2 more, which lead to 2 doors.
Let's turn at one of those doors. Yeah. The first door.
Okay, you head to the first door. Okay, the door is closed.
I hear any leopards out there.
Listen.
There are no leopards.
Any other creature that may be.
Now 24 to listen.
You don't hear anything.
Is it trapped and lockhead?
It is not trapped. No. Oh, it may be trapped, but that roll 1. No, you don't think it's trapped. And it is not lockhead.
I don't think there's a door there, though.
I open the door.
There's how you open the door. The entire floor of this room is caked and covered with stains, as if a great many creatures were slain in this room. The stains even reach up the walls, as if the blood was knee-deep. Bits of bone and rotten flesh can also be found in some spots, as can handfuls of broken weapons. There are four doors, five doors out of this room. One in the wall you've just come in, up to your right. Mm-hmm. One directly opposite you. One in the wall, same wall, but at the opposite end. And one in the wall to the right, in the centre.
Any of them look any different from each other?
They all look pretty much the same.
Centre right.
Yeah.
Centre right.
Yeah, fair enough.
You open the door. Leads to a small corridor, and there is an enormous door once again.
Oh!
Where the hell are we? I'm really confused.
We're somewhere in a region we looks familiar.
In a region far, far away.
No, this region does not look familiar. You went in Wetchesold and ran.
Yeah, so it looks familiar.
No, they all look the same.
Oh, that's just dungeons for you.
Check the door.
It's one of those big doors. Big region defining doors.
I'll listen.
Sounds like a big stone door.
I will search.
I am a stone
you
door.
Don't think it's trapped.
Is it locked?
Yes.
I will lock it.
De-lockify it.
Sending.
You know.
No chance.
De-lockify it some more.
Why don't I just go. Like that.
That'll do it. You click it open. Leads into a corridor.
Click. Oh, I didn't need to do that. You ended up on the
Region Z.
Yay, it's
one
we
can wear.
Region Z. What the hell region is it?
I don't know, but I hear the word rumours that we're going to send some more expansions to this.
Yeah, I heard that as well, stupid
says,
people.
No!
Just what means just not quite big enough.
They hear rumours someone's going to do a bigger one. They have to get stickers saying the world's second largest dungeon. All the copies.
Wouldn't that be funny? Right. Welcome to page 400.
Yes!
And 33.
Fantastic! Now that feels like a year's progress.
All in one day.
Yeah, it's amazing. We've walked far this day.
Fifth area today.
So bad.
See what role-playing in daytime can do for you.
It is when nearly a year we go through and we go through four sections.
Maybe five in one day.
Actually a couple of days.
Right.
Well, you know
big
what
door.
Mean.
The air here grows fetid.
Fetid.
As the thick iron door swings aside with a squeal. The darkness is palpable.
Squeal.
Stepping forth into its presence is akin to passing through a pane of icy water.
Ooh. Chill.
A pane of icy water?
P-A-N-E.
I know, but... I can see a pane of ice.
Yes, a pane of ice
and
water, that's true.
A sheet of water, perhaps, for the falling down.
Yes.
Waterfall style.
I agree, they're crap, it should be sheet. Unless it's P-A-I-N, and it's just really pink.
Ah, the pane of icy water. Like the
how
worst
the
ice cream
spelled?
Headache ever.
P-A-N-E.
No, yeah, it should be sheet.
Who cares, goddammit?
It's a review.
We care. And they should care.
Yeah, but they don't care.
Pride in workmanship.
That's what's wrong with the world today. Apart from the Japanese.
Sorry, Shafir.
What? I feel the Japanese seem to be people who take pride in their work.
Oh, I see what you mean. It sounded
that, that was complimentary.
Complimentary, not derogatory.
To the Japanese, not derogatory. Gosh, you know why they're better at electronics?
Don't even say it! Don't even say it!
Because they're closer to the circuit boards, because they're all quite small. And their hands are small for working with tiny components.
I'm confused. I feel I'm missing the point.
It's a film about Dudley Moore who went insane.
You remember!
He's an advertising executive.
It's called Crazy People.
Oh, it's called, wow, is it called Crazy People?
Ooh. Is that the one where he decides to tell the truth in advertising?
Yeah. I believe it was, do you want blowjobs from beautiful women? Buy a Jaguar.
Volvo. Boxy but safe.
Yeah. That was very funny. You've passed through a magical circle against... A magical circle against good.
Jaguar, eh?
Which basically does nothing, it would seem, against you. It doesn't actually block you.
No, because we're not summoned or conjured creatures or outsiders.
Yeah. I used to have an Atari, Jaguar.
So you just feel like there's a circle against good, which you then pass through.
The Game Boy.
Oh, you're in a corridor. Which bears off to the left. We're going to use north and south again, because it's easier. Ooh. You're heading north.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Confuse you a bit. The corridor heads off to the west.
Yes, because we didn't go the way we thought we were going.
Oh, let's move on. The dwarf has unerring north sense.
Yes. The corridor heads off to the west.
He has a magnetic false nose.
So is there a corridor?
My weasel, I can feel him tugging north.
Yeah. We'll come through this door, into the palpable area of evil.
You don't know what he is tugging north.
There's a dead end. Oh, there's a door.
That's why they call them ball bearings.
And there's a door ahead of you, to the north. What was that? I don't want to know what
that was. I'm impressed. That was impressive. That was one of the wittiest things, definitely.
Of course, you should have missed that. Went on stage, they missed it too.
He was discussing how his ferret pulled on his knob, and he said ball bearings for directions, and it was funnier when he said it.
Oh dear.
What an interesting definition.
Finland 2, it wasn't just me. Right, yes. There is a door directly ahead of you to the north and the corridor heads off to the west.
I feel it is this way.
We'll try the corridor then.
Try the corridor. The corridor to the west heads off into a large room. There is a large impressive door to the south and another door. In fact, a small corridor ending in a door to the north and a door immediately to the north. At least I think there's a door there. Can't tell on the map.
I like doors.
Oh, we won't try the big door.
I think that just goes
down. Back down to the region square.
Door?
Yeah.
Little corridor and then a door, or just a door?
Door.
Just a door. The door is closed.
Check it.
Is it trap it?
Tap it, unwrap it.
You don't think so. You're a charming man.
I'm a dwarf!
No, you're a role player.
It's not locked either.
Cool. I open it.
You open the door. The door leads to a small corridor, which ends at a crossroads. Directly ahead, there appears to be a dead end. To the right and left, east and west, there are doors.
East.
East, yeah.
East. There's a door.
See if it connects up with the other door we've seen.
Trap head.
Yep.
There are. No trap.
You notice as you walk along, the walls to this place seem to be covered in some soft, kinky substance.
Marshmallow!
Give it a bit of poke and see if I can find out what it is.
It sort of quivers slightly as you touch it.
Yeah. What does it feel like?
Skin.
Oh, I've got leather walls!
Skin, flesh.
Lovely.
Knife it!
No.
See if it bleeds!
Fleshy walls!
Yes, fleshy walls. There's a door ahead. It's not locked.
What's the floor? Is the floor still stuck?
The floor is getting a bit squidgy as well.
Uh-oh.
I don't think it's very nice in here. Can we go somewhere else?
Open the door and go through.
Make me a strength check.
Oh, 22.
You manage to pull. There's a bit of resistance from the flesh that seems to be starting to overgrow the door.
Yeah.
But you manage to pull it open. The room ahead is a small room, is claustrophobic. Worse yet, the walls are coated with mucus and rubbery flesh. Hot and unpleasant
to
the touch.
Like this.
The echoes from the halls, combined with the unnerving manner of the room, make it sound as though the walls are breathing.
You probably are.
Exits from the room?
Exits. There is a corridor straight ahead of you that ends in a door. There is a door to your right-hand side, which you believe was probably that door that came out of that room below. There is a corridor to your left, which ends in a door. And also there's something like an exit off to the west from there. And there it continues into another room through the northeast corner.
Probably check out the other room in the northeast corner.
Okay.
Before any of the doors.
Northeast corner it is. The walls here are slimy and ribbed, pulsing with ichor.
For her pleasure.
Drawn from the very stone itself.
She's only just come back from the dead.
A hallway twists around the corner and out of view, slime and skin caking the walls.
Lovely.
Oh dear.
It's getting difficult to walk around here.
I'm a dwarf, I'm closer to the ground, it's fine.
There's a little corridor heading on.
Oh, gravity.
Go back to a place where it's not like this.
There's not. You back off to sort of the room at the bottom where you came in.
I find it a bit suspicious. I detect magic on the area.
It's bad.
A little odd.
Yeah, it's a bit strange. It's not a creature. It may be magical. There's some magical effect occurring that makes this place grow living.
Lovely.
Let's have a look.
C-I-S-C-O.
I look through my books of Arcanio.
So, what are you doing?
Go back to the original corridor we came in through.
Yep.
Another door north.
Straight north?
Yeah.
Okay, you open that door, it leads into the corridor that connected to the room just back down.
Is that fleshy as well?
Yeah, the whole corridor is.
What's to the other way?
Another door is to the west. To the east.
Is that all fleshy?
That was failing sneezing.
Looks like this whole area may be from this entrance point forward.
Let's see what that door's like then.
Yep, okay.
Do you like to check it, though?
Yay, I would.
Interesting.
17 for traps.
You don't think it's trapped, but it is locked.
39.
Not anymore.
It unlocks easily for your skill hands.
39? That's going to be one of your highest yet.
Yeah.
Opening?
Many people have good things to say about
skills. Columns hold up the ceiling of this chamber. Half a dozen desiccated corpses clad in silks are on the floor, their bodies twisted and contorted with whatever agony, their skin dark as pitch. The columns here have carved in the likeness of some dark goddess, though several of them appear melted, as if from great heat. Far end of the central hallway, three bodies have been strung up, nailed to the stone and burned in effigy.
Ouch!
Lovely.
My new lawful
Albert Crown burn a person in effigy. Surely the point is you make a model or a dummy of someone and burn the effigy.
The room is quite dark.
Actually, speaking of thin and skillful hands, did you see that post about the artifact, the copies of Groot?
What? Yes.
Yeah, that's quite funny.
Funny.
Yeah.
Well,
quite interesting. Are
there any exits from the room that we can see?
No, you can't see any exits.
I'll go over and check one of the bodies.
Okay.
How did it die?
It looks like it's been
burnt,
strung up and nailed to the stone walls and set alight.
Nice. Very nice.
The bodies on the floor.
Oh, those ones. Yeah, sorry. There are many bodies in the room. Could you find bodies? Nailed bodies or bodies on the floor? Bodies on the floor have died in some kind of contortion. It's possible they were set alight while in the room.
But weren't they wearing
silk? Yes. They seem to have burnt from the inside.
Ooh.
Or maybe they didn't. Looking closer, you realise their skin is black.
Extra crispy.
But not burnt.
Evil dark elves.
They're elven.
They've died from some internal agony and pain. They're elves.
Are there elves with dark skin? Or black skin?
The legendary evil dark elves of the subterranean worlds.
The drow.
Possibly.
Dun dun dun.
We should burn them.
They've already been burnt.
Dead.
Burn them anyway.
Detect magic.
You can't trust these dark elves, you know.
Wait.
Don't want to plug this in.
Well, I have one of those.
Is the detect magic
tiniest glue gun
bringing anything in?
Detect magic.
Yeah, is it still bringing anything in?
Let's see. Well, these magic. Yes. There are 6 points of magic, one on each of the pillars.
Ah.
I put something down underneath
them.
The pillars are magical.
They are?
Well, there's a point of magic.
There's a point of magic on each of the pillars.
Describe it.
Intriguing.
Yes? Describe it.
I describe it.
It's...
Suddenly my voice changes.
It's some kind of point.
I spend the round going om.
Evocation.
Which is that my speciality? I can't remember.
Yeah, spell
focus. Yes, spell focus evocation.
Hooray. But if he describes it, can we try and identify it?
How?
Spellcraft.
He can make a spellcraft check, he can see it. Can you identify a spell from a rotor from this? A specific spell?
Spell in place.
Yeah. Go on. It's a bit broken.
I think it's 25 for spell level.
High DC then.
For spellcraft?
Yes.
That would be 31.
31. I think it's a wall of fire.
Wall of fire?
But you don't think it's right. You think it's somehow managed. It's somehow broken.
Hmm.
Yes. Fix it!
Yes. Poor broken spell.
We all burn. We all burn.
You think it's broken, but you don't think you can build. You don't think you can fix it.
I'm not sure I want to.
You think what would happen is that the pillars would be connected
with
walls of fire. Thus, anyone in the centre would be protected.
But it seems to have broken somehow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Is there anything in the centre?
These bodies.
They're all in the centre.
Yeah. Oh, Looks like they were.
No magic on them.
But this is somehow it's been tainted and broken.
Anything else from the pillars?
make me an intelligence check.
Intelligence?
Nice bed.
Is that just your intelligence plus your ability modifier plus score, 16?
Mm. Yes. You think that these also, as well as creating the walls of fire, once warded against people tampering with magic in the room?
Suppressed.
Suppressed their evil dark magics!
Yes.
Possibly.
And also guarded against people stealing from the room.
Oh, well, there's nothing else in here. It's been broken.
Hmm.
It's broken. It's been nicked all the stuff already.
Yes.
Swine.
There's nothing on the pillars, no marks or anything like that. Interesting.
Hmm.
You check the bodies. Nothing on them?
Pog. Rather not, Hog.
Nothing on the bodies.
Yeah.
I poke them with a short sword.
A bit fleshy in here.
Holy
Come back out.
Okay. We're heading.
Any other exits besides the way we came in?
Not from the room.
Not from this room.
No.
Hard to glue again.
I'll go back into the areas that aren't squidgy.
Okay, back down. This is just pretty much this room here. Yeah.
Come back across to the exit we first went up at.
Yeah.
And then go the other way. Yeah,
okay.
Go west.
No problem. You come to a door.
Mm-hmm. Still all fleshy.
Still all fleshy.
Flesh.
Would like to ignore the fleshiness and check
this. This is very strange. The walls are all pink and fleshy.
Natural
20!
You don't think it's trapped?
Is it locked?
No.
I hope it is.